So much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM.
So good when you do. Yes,
Good afternoon, Auckland. Good afternoon, the nation's business capital. This is the Born Today program, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And as usual, my name is Kizito, and I'm your host for today. So today we have a very important guest in our midst who will be taking us through what is up next. We've had them here before and they are here once again to tell us what is coming next. So please stay tuned, don't go away. We'll be right back. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Born to Live show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. Come with me. And very soon we'll take you live to our interview with Adam Cares. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Born to Live show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And with us today, a very important guest from the Adum Cares, who are going to talk about what is up next. And as I said earlier on, we've had them here before, and they are here to tell us what is up next. So stay tuned, don't go away, we'll be right back. This is Welcome Home by the famous Osibisa Band. I'd like to welcome you once again to the Born to Live show, coming to you live from Studios FM, Planet FM 104.6. All right, so with me here today is our guest from Adum Cares. As I said, they've been here before, and we are privileged to have them once again. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, so what brings you here this wonderful and beautiful Sunday, Saturday afternoon to the Born to Live show?
Well, today I'm here representing Adum, but I've also got some friends with me. Mm. I've got Faye representing Asuna, and together we're also representing another organization called Selfless Servanthood.
Okay.
It's really under an umbrella organization. That's I Chill With Boss.
Yeah.
And we really just want to talk to your listeners about an exciting program that we have happening next week on the 27th of July. And it's a fundraiser for a missions trip that we're organizing to Kenya.
Okay. So before we talk about the fundraiser coming up, would you like to let us know your portfolios in your various organizations, who you are, what do you do? A little bit of intro. You know, my listeners, you know, and my guests would like to know who you are. You're not just, you know, someone, a strange person on the show.
Oh, Lord, I hope I'm not that strange. I promise you I'm not. So my name is Fay Matete.
Yeah.
I run an organization called Asuna Group.
Yeah.
We are in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah.
I also am involved with a ministry, a movement actually, called I Chill With Boss.
Yeah.
And within that movement, I'm the coordinator for Auckland.
Yeah.
And also I'm the coordinator for outreach and missions.
That's right.
For I Chill With Boss, under the Selfless Servanthood umbrella.
Yeah.
So, I am a friend. I'm not strange.
Awesome. So, I Chill With Boss. Do you go around chilling with bosses worldwide?
Basically, we are all bosses. Basically, it's because we know our identity in Christ.
Yeah.
We know that we want to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yeah.
So, the founder usually puts it, the founder is Passion Ngembe.
Yeah.
She's based in Brisbane.
Okay.
The way she always illustrates it is if church is a place that we get nurtured and equipped.
Yeah.
And we get nurtured and equipped to be able to go out and to evangelize Christ.
Yeah.
So I Chill With Boss is the platform that we can go out together, and we can go out as an army and be more effective. We can have more impact. And and basically, this is one such time when we're collaborating.
Yeah.
Adom is collaborating with Asuna, and we're also in Selfless Servanthood, and just coming together and being able to do that Great Commission, because it gives us the ability to do more than we could just do maybe under our own organization or if we go it alone. Yeah.
All right. So what is the essence of that collaboration with these two organizations? Do you have a common goal? Do you have a common purpose, common mission? What is behind this collaboration?
To be honest, I think it's the people behind the organizations, because we decided to run with the vision of I Chill With Boss, and this is where we go out and we evangelize Christ together.
Yeah.
So my business, for example, was launched just recently in March in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And basically in our different organizations, and Adom, I think, has been going for a while. So in our different organizations, we can come together under this umbrella of I Chill With Boss and actually perform the Great Commission in our individual callings.
Yeah.
So, for example, for myself, I believe that I'm called to release entrepreneurs into the fullness of their purpose in the marketplace. And I can do that to a greater extent, having my sisters beside me and having that that collaboration under I Chill With Boss.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. So but I don't care. So with this particular fundraiser, I mean, what is the purpose of the fundraiser once again? And I mean, what are you looking forward to get out of it?
So as I mentioned before, the fundraiser is for a missions trip to Kenya.
Yeah.
So really it's more about the intention, you know, behind our travel to Kenya. So we don't just want to go as an expensive trip, and we don't just want to go and see the motherland and experience the people and the culture.
Yeah.
But we actually want to go and impact change. We want to impact lasting change.
Yeah.
And we want people's lives to be affected by our trip. And so this fundraiser is really a way for us to pull together all the resources that we have access to, and really the best resource we have on this earth is people, you know, is each other.
Yeah.
And so we want to bring everyone together in the same room, and obviously the money that is raised on the night will fund the trip, will go towards what we're going to do in Kenya. And so, that's what the fundraiser is really about, getting all the people that we know, all the people that care about helping others together in one room and really just networking.
Okay. So apart from these two organizations, what other charities and organizations are involved in this fundraiser?
The other organization that is involved is Selfless Servanthood.
Mm-hmm.
It falls under the umbrella of I Chill With Boss. So Selfless Servanthood, their profile is they are a charity organization as well. And they work, just like Adam, with people that do not have as much as we do. People that might be going through struggles financially, might be struggling even with families, might be struggling with things like food to eat, where to sleep, clothes to put on their backs. So all of those basic human needs that others may not have that we are blessed in abundance with. And so they've done some drives in countries like Ghana.
Yeah.
And so we just want to kind of collaborate, and based on their experience and based on the resources that we have, to come together and help other people.
Mm. You know, for every cause, there's a reason, okay? You don't just get up and say, I'm going to Kenya from New Zealand, you know? That's very visionary, you know, especially looking at what you want to do. So what is the inspiration behind it? What inspired you to partner to, you know, say, hey, you want to do something different? Let's go to Kenya, woohoo, you know, to kind of do something great. I mean, what is the inspiration?
Probably I can answer that. So basically, I guess as a child of God, I think we know that we don't move until God moves. So for me, God moved when I got the dream that really set the vision for what this mission was going to be.
Yeah.
And so I really felt it was the heart of God, and God was so head-bent on doing what he wants to do in that nation of Kenya. And actually, so he gave me the dream about wanting to impact this generation, and the scripture was actually in Isaiah 34:16, and that says, if I can read it, look on the scroll of the Lord and read, none of these will be missing, no one will lack her mate, for it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together. So I really felt that the Spirit of God wanted to gather together this generation so that this generation is not lost, but then we are gathered together by his Spirit so that we are not lost. And that word really resonated with when I told people, because another thing with you know, getting the call of God is about confirmations. And so it really resonated with Grace, who's now coming to the mission. So everyone who's coming to this mission, and we're about six of us who are coming from Australia and New Zealand, traveling to Kisumu, Kenya for the mission.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to ask them. Basically, I was sharing my heart, and just resonated with their heart as well. The other thing about this mission is that, you know, I've never done a mission before, so I was really telling God, you know, am I the right person and stuff like that. So I went through that whole process since November.
Okay.
But I think when I stopped wrestling with God and I said, yes, I'll be obedient to do it, everything just fell into place.
Awesome.
We have an evangelist on the ground in Kisumu who's doing the organizing, and this was amazing. I connected with him in November last year, and we've got a host church in Kisumu who'll be hosting us as we're there at the mission. This is Jesus Celebration Center in Kisumu, so it's been amazing. We've got two amazing evangelists who are are traveling for this mission. So one of them is Pastor Carl Desmond. He's currently in Nairobi, and he'll be coming and joining us in Kisumu for that mission. And we've also got Minister Louis Danso from Australia. So so I feel like everything, all the elements of the mission was there, and I just needed to say, I'll do it. And then God brought everything together.
Awesome.
Yeah,
beautiful. So let me ask, why Kenya? I mean, why not Zimbabwe or Brazil or Chile or even my home country, Ghana, you know, and East Africa, you know, why Kenya?
I think it's, okay, it's probably, I don't know how to answer the question, but last year in...
do you have some special affection for Kenya?
Okay, I'm from Kenya.
Are you from Kenya? Oh, I think that answers the question. All right, but you want to know
that's
more.
That's probably 50%.
Okay, what is the other 50?
The other 50% is, I guess you guys know, Kenya had their election last year.
Yeah.
So from about July, August, September, October, for about 4 months, I was involved with intercessory group, and we were praying for Kenya. And yeah, the intercessory group was across New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah.
So when you're involved in prayer, you do hear God's heart about a place. So to be honest, I think that that's where it all started from prayer and from hearing the declarations and what God was saying about the place and what his intentions were.
Yeah.
So I think that's what planted the seed. And then God showed me specifically my role when he gave me the dream.
Mm. Awesome. Mm. That's beautiful. Do you have anything to say, Grace, since it's in Kenya and not in Ghana? I mean, do you have anything to add to that? I mean, how prepared are you to go to Nairobi?
To be honest, not very prepared. But, you know, I love people.
And I'm sure you're about to break your virginity on going to East Africa, I guess.
Yes, I am. It's my first trip to East Africa. So, there's a first time for everything. And I'm so excited about this trip, mainly because of the people that I know we're going to touch. And, you know, just speaking on behalf of Adom, it's really like we are all about people and connecting with people and touching people, and especially people that need someone to be there and someone to kind of give them a bit of support. And so we're very excited to have partnered for this trip and very much looking forward to it.
Okay. So whilst in Kenya, I know that, as I said, it's a very special trip. I mean, you are going there for a purpose. So what are some of the things that you're going to be doing? Because there are a lot of things to do. I'm sure there's about a million things to do in Kenya. What are some of the specific things when it comes to, you know, mission trip that you're going to be doing with your stakeholders, I believe, your local stakeholders in Kenya?
Okay, I can probably answer this one.
Well, since you're from Kenya.
I
was just joking,
So one of the things we're going to do is charity. So charity is at the heart of selfless servanthood, because that is where we are like Jesus, where we just want to bless others because of the love of God in us. With that, we're going to actually visit an orphanage in Kisumu. We're going to spend a whole day with them. We're going to play with the kids. There will be food. There will be clothes. And, we're going to have fun with them. We're also going to run ministry sessions for the staff that are there. And just to sow into them, partner with them, encourage them. And then run a couple of sessions where we're going to equip them. So Grace under Adom will be running a training on the needs of early of children in their early childhood years. And that's really going to be really powerful at making sure that these children are being taken care of and equipped the way they should be. And I'm going to run a session on just hygiene and making sure that kids are kept safe from ailments and things like that.
I know Grace is into early childhood. Is that your background as well?
I'm a pharmacist as
says it all.
So I'm passionate about that, and we're also gonna do a medical camp there. So we're gonna take a team of nurses and possibly a doctor. And we're just gonna make sure the children's health is good, and if not, we're gonna treat the kids and change the first aid kit box for them and things like that. So that's the orphanage. The other thing we're gonna do is feed street children.
Wow.
In Kisumu. So we are very fortunate to be working together with Jesus Celebration Center. They already do this on a weekly basis.
Beautiful.
In the city of Kisumu. So we're just going to sow more into that vision. We're going to speak to the children. We actually have a psychiatrist who's going to be in our team.
On site,
which I feel it's really going to be powerful for the children. And we are going to minister the word of Jesus to them, which has the ability to change and transform lives. We're expecting to see testimonies coming from these kind of programs.
Awesome.
So we're going to do that in Kisumu on the 22nd of September.
Okay.
We are also, the next week, we are also going to be at a hospital just to pray for people. Pray for the staff as well. They do amazing work over there. So that's some of the charity things we're going to do. But we really are called to equip this generation and to release them into the fullness of their purpose as well.
So we're
going to visit two high schools in Kisumu. We're going to talk to the students. We're going to inspire them. To believe in themselves. We're going to speak the word of God over them so that they are released into the fullness of what God has for them. We're also going to be speaking at Maseno University, one of the local universities in Nyanza province. So that's going to be really powerful. And we will run some workshops as well, some business workshops, some and other workshops. That's going to be really, really powerful for the students as well. And to top it all off, and this is going to be the highlight of our mission. It's going to be a crusade over 3 days.
Wow.
Yes. So this is where we'll put the call out to the whole city of Kisumu.
Beautiful.
To come and listen to the word of God.
Yeah.
We know that the Spirit of God is moving, and, you know, God wants to do something in that city.
Yeah.
And we don't expect the city to remain the same, actually. We're also going to establish a community center because we want people to be discipled. So it's not just about, okay, people got saved, but actually people coming together and fellowshipping, learning about the word of God.
Yeah.
It's a safe place for people to grow.
Awesome.
It's a place where from there we can run workshops to now equip people more into either the workplace or parenting or just some of their goals,
physical needs and
goals as well. So it's an awesome opportunity to be able to do that, and we really want to give God the glory. And so part of coming here today is just wanting to share this vision so that we can partner with your listeners and they can send us to this mission so that whatever success we get, it's theirs as well.
That's right.
Own it.
Beautiful. Yeah. So do you have anything else to add to it, Grace? And is there anything else regarding the trip?
Grace, do you have anything?
Do you have anything else to add, Grace, apart from looking so much forward to it? anything else you want to add?
Like I said, just looking forward to it. I think everything has really just been shared.
Maybe you can talk about what you're going to be ministering at the orphanage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your area of expertise. Yeah. What exactly are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, here's the exciting part. So at the orphanage, we the plan is for us to, as well as going and talking to the children and getting to know the children and taking food and all of that, we want to be able to leave them with something and not just something that will slowly finish, like food, but something that even the children, you know, in years' time can be like, oh, I remember these people came and they left these things behind.
Yeah.
And that thing we want to leave behind is knowledge. You know, we want to take our knowledge, we want to take our experiences, we want to take our resources as well, and we want to give this to the people. And so what one of the workshops Adom will be doing on this trip is just a conversation with the people that take care of these children. So often we find that actually people take care of children and they love it and get passionate about it. However, there are certain things that get missed out on.
You know,
there are basic needs that children need. And then there are also developmental stages that children go through. And so it's about highlighting these for the carers and caregivers and being able to say, hey, at this age, these are some of the things that you can expect that children will be doing. These are some of the behaviors. These are some of the actions that will be coming out. And these are possible ways to address these behaviors, and these are possible ways to address these needs. And so we're very excited about it. Yeah, it's all about sharing what we know and hopefully changing the lives of one, two, maybe 20 children.
Yeah, I mean, talking about addressing some of these needs, I mean, you've been trading in the first world, okay, and you're going to a third world country. Where a lot of the things we have to improvise, right? So imagine putting yourselves in your shoes and, you know, you have all the high-tech stuff, you know, for your training, and they don't have it. Or probably if they have, it's not enough, okay? So, I mean, how are you going to handle some of those challenges when it comes to the gap between first-class experience and then, you know, third-class?
I think one of the things that have really stuck to me with all of the training that I've had is the fact that as humans, the most important thing for us is relationship. And in relationship, you get to know all kinds of people, you know, regardless of children's developmental needs and what might be occurring for them. I think when you establish that relationship with the child, and it's a great relationship and it's reciprocal, you will often be able to tell what that child needs. And so even if you don't have the technology to back yourself up and you don't have all the great, amazing, fancy gadgets, you know, behind you, you can kind of look at the child that's always active and bubbly and is today just, you know, in the corner somewhere and say, you know, this child isn't really acting like the way they used to. And clearly there's something wrong here. And that's kind of the power in relationship. It's about being able to spot without everything behind you what might be different for this child. But it's also being able to, and yes, we don't want to stereotype children at specific ages, but it's about being able to say, wow, or all four-year-olds act like this, but this four-year-old is just a little bit different. And it's about being able to spot those differences. So it's taking things like, you know, Piaget's ages and stages and being able to say, okay, so I'm not going to generalize all four-year-olds, but I know that at four, these children should be doing these specific things. And if this child is not doing these specific things, it's not because they're stupid or dumb or this or that, which is what tends to happen back home. You know, if we're being very honest with each other, you will see a four-year-old that maybe might not be talking and interacting socially the way you'd expect. And back home, they're just branded and chucked aside. But it's about being able to say, okay, he's not doing this the way we expect. How else can we approach, you know, forming a relationship with him? Or how else can we approach getting him to build those relationships and getting him to relate to other people and getting him to do certain things that you kind of expect, but they're not doing?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's taking that knowledge back.
Awesome. All right. So thank you very much. So we, do you want to add anything to it?
I wanted to add something just quickly. So for me, with my background in business entrepreneurship, the message that I will be taking is that service to humanity creates value. So that you know, that message will hopefully break down some mm-hmm. barriers in the mindset.
Yeah.
Because basically, you know, the fact that serving humanity creates value is different from how can I capture this value?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, how can I capture this value is now a separate conversation.
Yeah.
You use your creativity to now think, how can I capture it? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you're serving your fellow human being, your fellow, you know, person is in itself value.
Mm-hmm.
And if people can see that you don't need the latest gadgets to serve.
Yeah.
You don't need the latest. You serve where you are with what you have.
Beautiful.
And that's value in itself. And so just about capturing it is easy.
Yeah.
Talking about capturing it, people who have the expertise like myself, I'm happy to help someone with a business model or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's actually getting up and serving from where you are.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen. So, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show. And with us in the studio today is Faye and Grace. So Faye from Achewa, the boss, and Grace from Adam Cares, who are talking to us about a show coming up very soon. They are going on a mission trip. And as part of the mission trip, you know, they need to raise some funds. So as we're on a commercial break, when we go back, we're going to be talking more about the fundraiser, what is happening next week, I believe. Yeah, so if you are listening to us and you want to be involved, please, you don't necessarily have to be there next week, you know, to donate or to give something, you know, to support, you know, the mission trip that is coming up. And we would love for you to be part of this because this is great. This is fantastic. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And with us today is Faye from My Chair with the Boss and Grace from Adam Cares. Please don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. And for our guest today, we have two important people in our midst. That is Faye Matete from I Chill With The Boss. And Grace Zuman from Adam Cares, who are planning to go on a mission trip to impact lives, to make a difference in the lives of other people. That is all the way to Kenya, from Australia and New Zealand. And they have a fundraising coming up, which we're going to be talking about very soon. So please stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Indeed, it's a sunshine day from Tamaki Makaurau, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. That is the Osibisa Band. It's a sunshine day. And it is a beautiful sunshine day from Auckland. So wherever you are listening to us live from the studios of Planet FM, we greet you all. Those listening from Australia, from China, Kenya, wherever you are in any part of the world, thank you for tuning in to the Born to Lead Show. So you are listening live to the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And we're going to be going back to talk more about the fundraiser. So if you just tune in, please, yes, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining us once again. So let's talk about the event happening next week, right? Which is all geared to raising some funds, you know, towards the mission trip. You know, in this world, nothing is for free, right? The flight company wouldn't give you free flights because you want to do something awesome at Kenya. You have to pay for it. When you go, you know, you have to pay for your expenses and other things, and as well as the most important thing, giving back to the community, you know, sowing something, you know, into their lives. And it takes money to do it, you know. So, and it's very important for us to, you know, help you, assist you to go there. So, tell us a little bit about the fundraiser. How is it going to be next week?
My goodness. It's exciting. Maybe I can go first because, I'm so excited. So basically, the fundraiser, which will be in Auckland next Friday, will bring together passionate people who are who put, you know, actions, you know, they put actions behind their words to support sustainable communities.
They walk the talk.
Exactly. Yeah. So, so it's actually a networking event. Many of you guys, probably your listeners, have seen us on social media, Aichel with Boss, and they're wondering, who's Aichel with Boss? What's Aichel with Boss about?
Yeah.
What's Selfless Servanthood about? We're going to be talking about all of those movements and those organizations.
Yeah.
Who's a Dome? We're going to be talking about that as well. And we're also going to be sharing specifically what we're going to be doing in Kenya. So if you really want to come and know exactly day by day what we will be doing, because we want to be accountable to the people who actually, you know, help to fund this mission.
Yeah.
So we want them to share in this journey as well.
Okay.
But the most exciting thing for me is probably going to be the performers, which,
Okay. So in terms of entertainment, you know, performances, you know, what should be the level of expectation for people that, you know, you're inviting to be part of this? I mean, what should we expect?
We've got some very, like, high energy, like, to perfection performances. And so, yeah, most of these people are actually all part of Aichel with Boss, but they're individually doing great things. You know, some of them are doing shows almost every second weekend, and some of them are out doing ministrations. And so these are people that are actually out there already with great names and stuff. And, you know, you drop a name and they're like, yeah, I've seen their performance. And, you know, they're amazing. They're great. And even we can testify, you know, we've been there for a lot of these performances.
Yeah.
And they've been amazing. So it's definitely like money well spent, you know?
Yeah. So we're going to be having Kali Adams in our midst. So Kali has been a creative performer for years. She's a dancer. She's a musician. And she has actually released an album.
Okay.
She's working on her next album. She was talking to me the other day. She's got some new songs. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We've also got Hervé
Kadia.
So he's a rapper. He's a Christian rapper.
Wow.
So it's his performances are always like next level, high energy, and
awesome.
Get ready to groove.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really amazing.
Yeah.
And we've got Emily. Emily. So she's a shadow poet. So we're not going to
shadow poet.
Yes, we're not going to say her full name because she's a shadow poet. So
you're keeping us in suspense.
You just need to know that she's an Emily.
Wow.
Exactly. Yes, and then we've got an amazing accomplished dancer.
Mm-hmm.
He's called LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have him and also David Matthews.
Yeah, D. Matthews.
D. Matthews as well with us. So it's going to be quite a lineup.
Yeah.
Quite a lineup.
Okay. Yes. So should I still ask you to name drop some of the performers? Since there's a shadow poet, Emily. Apart from shadow poet Emily and the other performers coming up, do you have any other specific performers that we should be looking forward to?
Well, like I said, all of these performers are very high energy performers.
Yeah.
And so these are people that most of the, you know, community would already be used to.
Yeah.
And if anyone's really just like, whoa, I wonder who this person is, and I wonder who's going to come up next, and I wonder if they're going to have any extras or anything else, you just really need to be there.
You
need
to witness it. We don't want to disclose any much more than that because we want you to be there.
Man, this is ticklish. Man, you're really, really keeping us in suspense, right? Okay, so the most important thing, where and when should we be having this event? Where is it going on, going down? I mean, it's very important.
Yeah.
You know, you want people to know where it is happening, when it is happening, you know, and all those details.
Yeah. So the fundraiser is on the 27th of July.
27th of July.
So that's a Friday, and that is next week Friday.
Next week Friday.
So, you know, a lot of people need days, not dates. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. So on the 27th of July, which is next week Friday, that's when the event is. It starts at 6:30 p.m. And we will be going on from 6:30 till 9.
Yeah.
And so it's not a long event, but it is.
It's a Friday night. I'm very sure a lot of people
We're not trying to keep people out till, you know, the morning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we want to keep them out till a bit late.
Yeah.
And the venue will be, I know a lot of people know of Western Springs Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close to the Auckland
Zoo. The museum. Yeah, the zoo.
And it's very Motet. Close to Motet.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Okay.
And the address is 956 Great North Road. So that's for people who need numbers and, you know, suburb and all of that. It's 956 Great North Road. And that's in Auckland.
Yeah.
So it's 27th of July on a Friday. It starts at 6:30 p.m. And the address is 956 Great North Road.
Okay. So 956 Great North Road, Western Springs Community Hall, right? Yeah. I think that's one thing that people have to, you know, even if you don't remember the address, Western Springs Community Hall. And today with the technology, when you Google Western Springs Community Hall,
Google
it automatically brings 956 Great North Road, right? Yeah. Or just opposite the museum on Great North Road or Motet.
The zoo.
Motet Museum or Transport Museum or the zoo. Probably the zoo would be better. Okay.
Yeah,
so Friday, 27th of July, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all going to be there to help you out. Anything else regarding the venue and then the time and everything?
We just want everyone to book online.
Okay, so how would they get the tickets if they're interested in going? How is it going to be?
So we have an Eventbrite page.
Okay.
So if they can Google, if they can search Eventbrite for Food for the Soul. So basically, search Eventbrite for Food for the Soul.
Yeah.
And go on and go ahead and buy tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that will be the best way to book. There will be door sales, but don't leave it to the last minute because we could run out of tickets. So the best way to register is actually on Eventbrite.
Mm.
If you search Food for the Soul, go on to the Eventbrite page and actually purchase your tickets. It's actually cheaper to come as a group. We encourage you to, buy a group ticket of 5 people or more.
Mm.
But otherwise, it's going to be $60 per person or $110 for a couple. Mm. And basically, that money will go towards the mission to Kenya. And that will go into directly into sowing into the lives of some of these, you know, the people in Kenya, basically the orphanages, the street kids of Kenya, of Kisumu, that we're going to minister to. It's going to go into the hospital ministries. It's going to go into the crusade as well. So, yeah, so that's, we're really, really excited about what your contribution and what your participation is going to enable us to do.
Okay. All right. Now, tell us, do you have anything else to add, Grace?
I think for, you know, for people who can't make it for, you know, one reason or another, there are other ways to support as well. So we have a GoFundMe account, and it's live and it's running. We've already got a few donations in on that. And so if you go on to GoFundMe,
yeah,
and you just type in Kenya Mission,
yeah,
2018,
yeah,
it should come up. So that's Kenya Mission,
Kenya Mission 2018,
yeah, just on GoFundMe, and that okay. should come up. And again, like, all the money that we are raising is going to go towards funding this mission.
Awesome. And last but not least, I hear Adum will be catering.
Ish.
And I was wondering if an audience can get a sneak peek into the menu. You know, what should we be expecting from
wow.
Adum Cares?
Wow. Like, Adum, we just do children and take
yeah.
care of children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about catering, but I know there is one special organization.
Yeah.
And their food is like succulent.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just keep an eye out.
Keep an eye on
we
it.
We say Adum for today, but it's yeah. really not Adum.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've been involved
yeah.
in the menu.
Menu prep.
Ooh. So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, I was making sure that when our, you know, guests come, they're well taken care of, and they'll really enjoy the food and the variety we have.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, we want
yeah.
to make sure that, you're well entertained,
mm.
but as far as food is concerned, you're well fed, because that's why we call the actual event food
yeah,
for the soul.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful. Is there anything you want to add? Is there any last words you have for our listeners and viewers?
Last words. Come one, come all. We actually need you for this trip to be successful. So yeah.
We're really excited. We've really had really good feedback already, and really good, you know, people jumping on board and saying
yeah.
we will send you to this mission.
Yeah.
So, so for all those people who are feeling led to back us and in this mission, we're encouraging you to do so. We look forward to meeting you. It's a networking event as well.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to meeting you and getting to know you, and you getting to know us,
yeah.
And us, you know, furthering this course together.
Thank you, Grace from Adum Cares, and Faye from Our Chair with the Boss,
thank
for
you.
Joining us on the Born to Lead Show today.
No,
it was a pleasure having you.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. All the best with your fundraising and your mission trip.
All right.
Thank
see
you. God bless.
Auckland.
Cheers. Awesome.
See you.
So that was from Faye. And Adum Cares, also that is Grace, who are on the show today, telling us about their trip to mission, their mission trip to Kenya, and the fundraising. So you've heard it all. So please, if you are listening to us live on the show and you want to help, please feel free. And be at the event, which is happening next week, Friday, on the 27th of July, at the Western Springs Community Hall, opposite the zoo. from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll see you there. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful week and see you next week. Bye. And this is Kizito, who was your one and only guest, of course, your host for the Born to Lead Show. I will see you next week. Have a blessed week. God bless you. Bye. I'm a young man.